Jesus speaks about the pastures that he will lead his flock, his sheep into. He says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. This is such a beautiful line. The Lord, in his care for us, in his love for us, says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That last part of the line, they shall never perish. I think so much of what we tend to fear in our daily life is connected to what it might mean to perish. I mean, in many different senses, so many of the things that we fear, that we can spend our lifetime fleeing from, spending all kinds of energy, physical, emotional, spiritual energy, fleeing from those things that we're afraid of, that we think would cause us to perish. Those things are nothing in light of the Lord's promise here. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. That's the whole backdrop of what the Lord wants for us. What would my daily life look like to really take that truth to heart and to allow it to shape the way that I live my daily life? It makes me think about the verse in Psalm 23, which is so obviously connected to this image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. That's the kind of life the Lord wants for us. It's how he invites us. He wants us to live now in that way, in light of his promise. For my sheep, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Today, as we come to the Lord's altar, remember, we make our own offering here. That offering is meant to be just the whole of our life laid down, given to him. Lord, it's all yours. It came from you. I'm just giving it all back to you. But that offering can also include, Lord, here are all of the fears that I have. These are all of the things that I'm afraid of. Whatever it might be, my financial security, my physical health, different relationships. Lord, I put all of those fears here before you today. I just give it to you in light of the promise that you've made. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Like, whatever it is that I'm most afraid of, the Lord says, in the big picture of my promise of eternal life, is there anything that you need fear that thing would cause you to perish eternally in light of what I'm offering you? Let's ask the Lord for that grace, just to put all of those fears before him today, and to welcome this beautiful promise he makes for his sheep, that they shall never perish.